cluttered and distracted world in which your audience has an unlimited number of other choices, you'll only get noticed for being extraordinary at one big thing. The talent of outliers. Malcolm Gladwell wrote a fascinating book a few years ago called Outliers, in which he studied the performance of a small group of people who fell outside statistical norms. In many cases, he applied what some call the 10,000-hour rule, which implies the top performers are dedicated, committed, and because of their extraordinary practice, at least 10,000 hours, excel beyond their competitors. Obviously, many top performers seem born with extraordinary skill. When you compare their results with most of us, the athletic performance of Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, the investing success of Warren Buffett, the preaching ability of Billy Graham, or before his passing, the visionary ideas of Steve Jobs, are all outside the reference of most people. But the fact is, each of these people devoted many years of practice and study to his one big thing. Quote, "When you can do the common things in an uncommon way, you'll command the attention of the world." George Washington Carver, scientist, educator, and inventor. Far too often, truly gifted employees and leaders have to fight the resistance of limited thinkers. As a result, not only do they have to excel in their fields, but they have to carry the additional burden of closed-minded, insecure, and often underhanded coworkers. But the phrase, "a rising tide lifts all boats," is true. When a member of the team has exemplary gifts and talents, the best we can do is provide them with the resources they need, get out of the way, and enjoy their success. One of the greatest reasons teams fail is because these leaders don't know how to handle these high performers. Remember that individuals are not well-rounded. Each of us has strengths and weaknesses, and the best teams are groups where each of us complements each other. That's exactly why teams are well-rounded, because individual people are not. Getting the chemistry, the talent, and the vision of those individuals right is the most important task a team leader can accomplish. Recognizing the often incredible talent of high performers or outliers is a key part of that task. In the case of outliers, you'll sometimes have a gifted person who can indeed do many things very well. But even in these rare cases, these remarkably talented individuals aren't known for their wide variety of talents. They're remembered for one big thing. Some athletes like Michael Jordan are good enough to play multiple sports, even at the professional level. But although he can run circles around you and me in most sports, the truth is, Michael will never be remembered for his uncanny skill on the baseball diamond. He'll be remembered as a basketball legend. We live in a cluttered world. In 2008, I wrote a book called Branding Faith, Why Some Churches and Nonprofits Impact the Culture and Others Don't. It was one of the first books to bring the concept of branding into the nonprofit and especially the religious world. But there were plenty of other branding books out there, so what made it different? I focused on the power of branding to distinguish your organization in today's cluttered, hyper-competitive world. How does your story cut through the clutter and actually get noticed? That's the key. In 2011, I followed up with Jolt, Get the Jump on a World That's Constantly Changing, which was designed more for individuals. Jolt was written to help...